This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So Jesse has a 13.5, she said, year old son, and he's getting pimples, and she wants to teach him to stop popping them, but he can't. So I guess, guys, we got to open with pimple popping. How do you get your teen, or how do you yourself quit that urge to want to pop your pimples? First of all, the media isn't helping. I guess there's all these videos out there where you could see things oozing, and people are fascinated by it. And there is, in our psychological makeup, this drive to see things ooze, to see things move. We like watching things move and erupt, like a volcano. A volcano's mesmerizing. You can't not watch a volcano video. Now, I could not watch a zit getting popped on a video. That's fine by me. I don't have to watch that. But, man, I love watching volcano pictures. I think that's good. I like seeing rivers run. I like looking at waterfalls. Not all day long, but, you know. You know, so it catches our eye. It intrigues us. But when it comes to your having acne, whether it's inflammatory acne or non-inflammatory acne, depending on the stage of acne that you have, it for some of us, it itches. And itching is a defense mechanism that our bodies have to try to extract what's there. You know, like, one of the reasons why we have itching with chicken pox is that's your body's way of you trying to pick out the virus. These pox contain viruses. And even though you shed it respiratory-wise and you shed it other ways, but itching is a defense mechanism. So if you have something that has infection in it or pus and, you know, inflammatory cells trying to wall it off, which is what pus is, you know, you have the bacteria component, and then you have your inflammatory cells, and you have debris, you have cell death, and we'll one day go into the white color of it, but it's a combination of a bunch of things trying to wall it off and push it out. Your body is trying to push out the infection. And P. acnes, or Propionibacterium acnes, if I pronounce that right, is one of the main bacteria in acne. And so your body walls it off, you know, in the form of a whitehead. There's pressure, and then it comes out to the surface. The problem is if we try to accelerate it, we can scar. Most superficial stages of acne will not scar you because it's in the epidermis. But when you have some inflammatory acne in the dermis, or when you overpick and you tear fibers of your dermis, you can scar. Now, a lot of us like to just watch, you know, the stuff come out. You know, it bothers us. We feel it. We feel the pimple. We can't quit touching it. We're like, we got to get it out. We got to get it out. That's in your instinct. That's your, you know, not in caveman days. We didn't have mirrors. But if you felt like you had a pimple, you would sit there and scratch it and play with it because that's what your body told you to do to help get the infection out. But you don't necessarily have to. Yes, there are some that can go bad. There are some where the infection goes down, but the average acne, you know, lesion, doesn't go deep, it goes superficial. That's what the average one does. Now, one of you had years ago said that you took your son to the dermatologist for acne and wanted the dermatologist to talk to him about not popping him, but the dermatologist sat there and popped the pimples anyway. Okay, so dermatologists, they get to do whatever they want. Okay, the dermatologists, I mean, they rock. And we're going to have a dermatologist. We're going to have Dr. Johnny Woodson come on in the next couple weeks to kind of talk to us about some really cool derm stuff, skin stuff. But dermatologists will use something called comedone extractors, where they may nick these little white comedones. You know, you have the blackheads, and then you have the comedones. So they're a little different. Blackheads are deeper, and they kind of fill up a little pore, whereas your whiteheads are the ones where it's pushing the infection out. And so they will take a little blade, and then they'll use a comedone extractor, and where you push the side of it with the comedone, and it just completely comes up to the surface. So it's a more surgical, I guess, way of popping pimples. And so when somebody has a lot, and there's a lot of inflammation, and there's a lot of pus, then the dermatologist will help facilitate that. That doesn't mean we want you to do that at home. So Wiki How offers ways to resist the temptation of popping pimples. So first is you need to make sure you keep your fingers off of it. If you have your fingers on your face, you could be introducing more infection. They also say keep your hands busy. Read, do crossword puzzles, handheld games. So if your kid wants to play around with his pimples, tell him to just go and play a video game, all right? Limit your FaceTime. Quit looking at the mirror. If you look at the mirror all the time, sometimes you're going to forget. You may need to have a little reminder. You may need to have like a little tie, you know, don't cut off blood supply, but a little tie on your fingers. Say, no, no, no. Maybe you need to wear gloves. Wearing gloves, I mean, these are for people that just can't leave it alone. The other thing is to have a picture of somebody with a lot of scars, right? You know, or so that you freak out and go, no, no, I do not want to, you know, get scarred. I'm not going to touch it. But this is what I notice does really well. What I tell my kids to do, or what I do, is I get some fluoride toothpaste. My husband learned this in Boy Scouts. Put some fluoride toothpaste after you wash your face and stick the toothpaste on the pimple. It provides a seal. Now there's like crusty toothpaste on it, and you're not going to touch it because it has toothpaste on it. And the toothpaste actually dries out the pimple. So if you feel the need to do something with it, put some toothpaste on it. And it may get rid of that urge to want to pop it and kind of put it out of view. Benzoyl peroxide helps because it dries up. Sometimes we have to use antibiotics. Sometimes we have to use peels. Don't touch it. That's a great question. Keep them up, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI or drdalia.com. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, this caught my eye. Free heroin is going to be prescribed to addicts to help improve their quality of life, but not in America. This is in Norway. But I gotta tell you, people in America are watching this one. Norway is going to prescribe free heroin to its most serious addicts to improve their quality of life, as Norway has one of the highest drug overdose rates in Europe. 81 per million. This trial program is going to begin in the year 2020. And they think it'll benefit up to 400 addicts. It's not a new concept. Apparently, they've done this in Scandinavia. I mean, other areas in Scandinavia. And they say it has reduced death and crime rates. Giving the drug that these people are seeking in controlled aliquots. It's an idea. I'm not a fan, but I see why it's an idea. Writing on Facebook, Norway's Health Minister Bente Høie said, "We hope that this will provide a solution that will give a better quality of life to some addicts who are today out of reach and whom current programs do not help enough." The Norwegian Directorate for Health and Social Affairs will come up with a plan, according to Mail Online, to identify patients who will benefit from such a program. Now, they're still trying to figure out how much heroin the clinic's going to actually prescribe, but in other regions with the same systems, prescriptions really kind of depend on the extent of your dependency. You know, why give you half if it's still going to cause you to try to seek the medicine elsewhere? And see, here's the other thing, too, that I told you guys about when it comes to our narcotics. It's the panic that drives people to hurting themselves even more. You know, I'm just as guilty of this, okay? I don't, thank God, knock on wood, I don't need pain medication. Yeah, I got some issues. I got, you know, history of accidents, neck issues, back issues, knee issues, whatever. But I'm good. You know, I can pop an Advil. I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. But as soon as I hear, all right, this doctor's not going to prescribe pain medicine anymore, or it's going to get harder to get pain medicine, all of a sudden, I start hurting that day. I get a headache. My back hurts. My dad, I'm like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And you start to, like, what? Get out. You're fine. Get it out of your mind. The Advil's going to cover it. You're good. Even though I don't want a lot of people on Advil if they don't qualify their kidneys and stomach, et cetera, whatever. But once you hear that you can't get a medication, you start to panic. So let's say you need a certain amount, and they only give you half. You will forget that you received that half in a fit of panic and then overtake. You know, one of the things I had learned in the 90s with pain management is keep a steady state of pain control and then allow them to do little things for their breakthrough. But if you have them take a breakthrough medicine, a fast-acting medicine, then let it wear off, then they have the pain rebound, then they're going to go and take more, and then, you know, because of the rebound, going, well, I don't want the rebound to come so quickly. And it's very psychologically dictated. You know, your body learns. Your mind learns. And you learn, wait a second, that medicine wore off when I only had this amount, so I better take more so it covers me longer. And the funny thing is it doesn't cover you longer. And that's how these addictions happen. So if somebody is addicted to heroin, and we're trying to get them off with methadone and stuff, and we're trying to, you know, do rehab, and for most people, we've been pretty successful, but with some, we can't. It just doesn't work. They psychologically panic and, you know, run for the hills to try to get, you know, what they feel they need. Maybe we let them think they're getting what they need. Give them their dosing in a controlled atmosphere. And then very slowly, maybe without their knowing, slowly start to dilute a little bit, slowly start to dilute it. Although most people can tell. But I mean, we're talking microgram changes, little microgram changes. It could take years. You know, it's very interesting. I've taught you guys about how to get off an SSRI if you need to. The selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are one of my favorite class of drugs for people who have low serotonin. And low serotonin can manifest as depression, it can manifest as anxiety, it can manifest as poor sleep, it can manifest as bowel issues, it can manifest in a variety of ways. But you have some people where once they go on it, they have a tough time getting off. And the reason why is it's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It selectively inhibits the reuptake of your body's serotonin. So when your serotonin gets shot out by one facet and needs to be picked up by a receptor of another, it inhibits those receptors. So your serotonin has to stay in longer and then biodegrade on its own or find another receptor. But what your body does is it compensates. If it notices that the receptors are getting blocked, it'll make new receptors, which is why some people have to go with Prozac from 10 to 20 to 40, or like with Zoloft from 25 to 50 to 100. And so when you stop the medication, now you have all these receptors open, all these little cups open, ready to go. So when a little bit of serotonin does shoot out, it gets sucked up pretty fast. Because now there's all these receptors. It doesn't have to sit there and hunt and find one. So how do we get somebody off their selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor? So what I do is, let's say you're on 50 milligrams. and you take 50 milligrams every day. This is for people who want to try to go lower. You know, or, you know, they had a death in the family years ago. They've been able to overcome. They have a better job. They have a better, you know, relationship. They want to try going off their medication. It's not a biological serotonin deficiency they have. It's just, it was more of a environmental cause of depression. So the environment is changing. The climate's changing. They think they'll be able to fight it. So if they're on 50 milligrams every day, Monday through Friday, or 7 days a week, then what I do is I say, stay on the 50 milligrams, but let's say on Friday, just take 25 milligrams. Your body won't really notice it much. Maybe a touch if you're thinking about it. For the most part, fine. Then the following week, why don't you go drop down to 25 on Mondays and Friday? But have 50 the other 5 days. Then the next week, do 3 days 25 while the other 4 days are 50. And you keep going down in 7 weeks until now you're at the 25 milligrams. All right. That's interesting. Now we're at the 25 milligrams. Okay. How you doing? I'm still doing good. So now, all right. You're on 25 milligrams 7 days a week. On Friday, cut it to 12.5. Cut that in half. And you could get green 25 milligrams all off or whatever. All right. Then again, then Mondays and Fridays, 12.5. Then 3 days a week, 12.5. You do that for 7 days. So now you're on 12.5 milligrams for 7 days. Now somebody could say, gosh, that's 14 weeks. 14 weeks, and you're still not off the medicine. But look at that. We went from 50 milligrams down to 12.5 a day. And you're doing fine. You're not feeling the withdrawal. Now, you're going to stop taking it on Friday. And you're going to take the 12.5 milligrams 6 days a week. Then the next week, 5 days a week. So by 21 weeks, we've done a nice withdrawal. Now, when it comes to narcotics, that may not work. That may be too slow. Or maybe that's the speed we do need to do it in. We need to figure out, depending on the human being, you know, how quickly they feel withdrawal symptoms. So we have a huge overdose problem. These medications are very addictive. And we've always had an overdose problem. I remember when I was an ER doc, I had to give people naloxone. It's just now it just seems to be more prevalent. And we've started to shy away from a lot of drugs out there because we found that the narcotics are a pretty nice high. And they're a legal high. Not heroin, but the, you know, like the fentanyl. Or the OxyContin. These are legal type highs. And once people found it, they were like, whew. You know, and the funny thing is you had some people who really weren't trying to get high. They just had issues, took pain medications. I mean, I grew up, you know, don't take pills. Do not go on a medicine. It's a sign of weakness. It's a different generation now. Like, no, it's not a sign of weakness. You don't have to stigmatize. You could take a pill and be fine. But then you have people going, all right, well, then it's okay. Yeah, give me the painkillers. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to make me weak. Well, yeah, the painkillers are making you weak. They are. So we are getting dependencies. We're not weak by nature, by human nature, and we shouldn't be stigmatized. But, you know, maybe we have to go back to a little bit of old school, unpolitically correct thinking of going, hey, you know what? No, we just don't do pills. Now, I mean, listen. You fracture your ribs. Take the gosh darn. The one time I am so liberal with pain medication is when you have a rib fracture. Because if you don't take deep breaths, you could then get a pneumonia because you're not spewing out but you're breathing and die. I want you on good pain medicines when you have a rib fracture because I need you breathing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The suicidal airline mechanic who stole a turboprop plane at Seattle's airport and went on a joyride did a few air stunts, then crashed on an island in Puget Sound. His remains still need to be officially identified. Pierce County Sheriff Paul Pastor says the incident was not terror-related.
It doesn't look like this was a threat made to anybody or any kind of an attempt to harm anybody.
Ground controllers at SeaTac Airport kept radio contact with the pilot, who called himself a broken guy with some screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
Two F-15 fighter jets were scrambled from Portland, Oregon, to intercept the plane. The plane went down in a remote area of the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Excuse me, 1-877-DOLLY. Jeez, my gosh, coughing and sneezing and man, what is wrong with me? It's still the summer. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, are smartphones turning us blind? I really hope not. But if you stare at your mobile phone or your laptop, scientists say it will accelerate blindness. A new study by Toledo University in Ohio found that blue light from digital devices triggers the production of a toxic chemical that kills light-sensitive cells in our eyes and can speed up macular degeneration. Now, macular degeneration affects the middle part of our vision, and 1 in 7 people over 50 have some signs of the disease. No known cure. And macular degeneration is one of the leading causes of blindness. Dr. Aruf Karunathi from the University of Toledo said, we are being exposed to blue light continuously, and the eye's cornea and lens cannot block or reflect it. You know, this blue light issue, it's just not going away. I mean, our phones, excuse me, sorry. Okay, look, really hiccups now? Really hiccups? So our phones, unfortunately, are a part of our bodies. I mean, we will not, I'm not going to give up my phone, no way. I mean, this is how I know where my kids are. This is how I work. It's a part of me. But unfortunately, it emits this blue light. And we stare at it. It's very captivating. And at night, when I hear a bzz, I'm like, all right, who just texted? Or bzz, bzz is a text. Bzz is an email. Bzz, bzz is a text. I'm like, who's texting me? And, you know, I mean, I got an 18-year-old son that's out there. I want to make sure, God forbid, he's not in the ditch. So I keep looking, especially when looking at it at night. So this blue light emitting device in the dark is when we're the most at risk. Remember we talked about smartphone blindness? Remember we talked about how people would, you know, not be able to see for a certain period of time if they kept looking at their phones at night? So researchers focus on a form of vitamin A called retinol. Retinol. And that uses the photoreceptor cells to convert light into signals that get sent to the brain. That's how we see. Light comes in through our pupil will dilate to try to expand light. If it's in a dark room, it'll constrict when there's too much light. The image or the light that gets emitted, everything gives off light, comes through our lens. Then it gets sent to the back of the eye on the retina. There's all these little photoreceptor cells, meaning they will receive photo or light. They will then convert it into signals that get sent to the brain. Very cool. And I sat there in physics class making fun of, you know, how stupid physics was. But honestly, physics is pretty rock awesome, especially when we're coming to how all this light works and how we see. So they say if you shine blue light on retinol, the form of vitamin A, it kills photoreceptor cells, and the signaling molecule on the membrane starts to dissolve, and photoreceptor cells do not regenerate in the eye. When they're dead for good. So retinol that absorbs the blue light converts oxygen cells into a toxic molecule that kills the photoreceptor cells. And so the researchers decided to inject the retinol molecules into other cell types, like cancer cells, heart cells, and they found they died off when exposed to blue light. But the blue light by itself had no effect on the cells. Neither did retinol that had been exposed to the blue light. So retinol-generated toxicity by blue light could kill any cell type and maybe could be used to kill off cancer cells, to kill off multiple drug-resistant bacteria. This does have an application. But it reminds us that we need to be careful with blue light when we're looking at our things at night. So according to Dr. Ajit Karunathi, he says the retinal generated toxicity by blue light is universal and it could kill any cell type. He's from the UT Department of Chemistry and Biochem. Now, the researchers did find a molecule being reported by TechSpot called alpha tocopherol that could stop the cells from dying. But the natural antioxidant fails to protect older users who are more susceptible to macular degeneration. So what do you want to do if you want to protect your eyes? Well, you got to wear sunglasses. You got to wear glasses that filter out the harmful UV and blue light. You need to use blue light filters on phones and monitors. And you need to avoid using these electronic devices with screens in the dark. Now, some people will say, Dr. Dahlia, please. I hate when people do that. Please. But please what? Please. You say please at the end of a request. Can you move your chair, please? Can you put less hairspray and poof up your hair less so I could see the board in front of the classroom, please? That's when you use please. All right? That's just a thing. But some people say please. I went off on such a tangent. I forgot what I was going to say. People are going to say to me. Are you kidding me? It was a really good point. Yeah, because people say, please. Oh, man. I can't believe. Can't believe that. Man, it was a real big, juicy point. Jason, do you remember what I was going to say? No, no. I. Oh, well. No. All right. Watch out for your cell phones. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, yeah. Okay, I think I heard what I was going to say. All right. People are going to say, please, because they're saying, I'm so sorry. You know, I mess up a lot on air. I'm just not used to messing up this often. You can't say, Dr. Dahlia, that we are losing our eyesight because I don't know anybody. This is how people talk. I don't know anybody who has lost their eyesight due to their iPhone or smartphone. So, please. All right, okay, there, I got it out. Now, I, to that, am going to be like, please, like, back off. We haven't had these smartphones out long enough to do these studies. They haven't been out long enough. So if iPhones or Samsung, and Samsung is, I guess, really, you know, given iPhone the run for its money competition style, competition-wise, if we have, let's say, this generation that has been using it for 10, 20, 30 years, we aren't going to see the results probably until then. So we may not be looking at this until the year 2040, 2050. So tell your kids to not be looking at their phones. Okay, boy, how was that such a difficult segment for me to get through? What is wrong? All right, let's talk about drunk wasps. Did you guys hear about this? Our wasps are getting drunk and irritable, and then they're going off on stinging rampages. This is like the mother-in-law of all wasps. They say larger lout wasps are attacking Britain after getting drunk drinking fermented fruit and leftover pub cider, then going around and stinging anyone they could find, according to Fox News and Daily Mail. Fox News reports that the angry insects are getting into the booze since their normal diet, which consists of flies and sugar spit that is produced by the queen's larvae, is beginning to be scarce. The change of diet is said to happen every year, but this year it has been worse because they've had an unusually cold, they had a real bad winter this last winter. So wasps ended up building larger than normal nests. And just a small drop of this fermented fruit that becomes alcohol is enough to make wasps angry and more likely to sting. The sugar attracts them. They don't care if it's old fruit. So they will still go to these sugary foods that are there rotting. So Shane Jones, who runs Red Tech Pest Control, said the wasps are aggressive this time of year, but the cold winter caused the wasp season to start 6 weeks earlier. So they're now a greater nuisance to people. I'm scared of wasps. I was taught if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. But wasps don't give a damn. They'll just sting and go on about their merry way because they don't die after they sting. That's a problem for me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speak
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, very interesting. We are being told across the pond that more than half of doctors, 51% of family docs, are planning on retiring in their 50s. Retiring in their 50s. Heavy workloads, growing paperwork, staff shortages are being blamed for the rising number of, quote, senior doctors leaving the profession. Now, this was a small survey, but I think it's really representative of doctors, especially in our country. In this survey, they looked at 759 doctors, showing that 51% intend to retire before they turn 60. The average are going to be leaving at the age of 59 years old. And it comes after the results of the NHS's 2018 GP patient survey of more than 760,000 patients in England, showing one in four are now waiting a week or more for an appointment. Now, in America, waiting a week to get in with your doctor, I mean, for me, I sometimes have to, you know, be a month or two out. I mean, I think that stinks, because when you need to get in, you need to get in. But, I, when they look at on average, waiting a week, you know, all right, we'll get you in next Friday. Yeah, it's not that abnormal. However, when we're looking at A&Es or their emergency rooms or urgent cares, okay, that's not good. They said record shortages are leaving patients with ever longer waiting times. So it makes it far more difficult to see the same GP each time. That's something that you guys are noticing, where you are not getting your same doctor. It is somebody different every time. That is the core of family medicine that is getting destroyed. I'm a family medicine doctor. What does that mean? Well, on one end, it means I'll put up with your family if you don't want to. You know, I'll see the mother-in-law. It's fine. I'll talk to grandpa if you need to. I'll deal with your kids. You know, if you don't have the guts to say something to a family member, I'll do it. But that's not really what family doctors are all about. Family doctors are we can take care of the whole family. We will be able to not only handle your medical issues, but realize that your medical issues could be a result of somebody else's medical issues in that family. We will get to know your family. We will grow with your family. We will be following you and your family. We will deliver that baby, take care of that baby as it grows. Well, then when that baby becomes a teenager, you know, yelling and going, wait, I delivered you and now you're doing drugs. What? Then when that baby decides to get married, we'll be like, oh, my baby's getting married. Then that baby's going to have a baby. We'll deliver that baby. And we will take care of the family because we can. We're trained to do that. But when they tell us family doctors, and no, just go see the next patient. Go see the next patient. And you're seeing that patient for a CT sliver or a Polaroid shot of their life. We don't get to do our art. It's very frustrating as a family doc. But that's the way it's turning. I mean, in my neck of the woods, it seems like one company is buying out everybody else. And so we're going to have this monopoly of one major company running all the doctor's offices eventually throughout the country. That's going to be an issue. Well, but Dr. Dahlia, let's just go socialize. Let's just go to public option. No, I really don't want the government running health care. Look at what's going on with the VA. I don't really think the government knows how to manage medicine. I don't. You know, and some of you have challenged me on that, say, look, Doc, the Surgeon General or the Health and Human Services, the Health and Human Services Secretary for Obama was Sebelius, and she was like a political science major. That wasn't a doctor or a medical provider or a pharmacist or a nurse. But I get challenged a lot that the AMA supported Obama and, you know, a lot of doctors supported Obamacare and, you know, a lot of people in politics. Here's the thing. I don't think doctors and politics should mix. If you want to be a true physician, okay, being a true physician, you don't want outside influences affecting how you do things. And this is actually one of the reasons why I quote-unquote retired from practicing medicine in my office. One of the big things was financial. I mean, Obamacare killed the practice. You had high deductibles, and, you know, if insurance companies aren't paying and patients aren't paying you, you got to pay your staff somehow. So they eventually all the money dries up, can't do it. But a big thing that I noticed was I couldn't practice medicine the way I wanted to because there was an outside influence. There were multiple outside influences, insurance companies, rules, by, formularies and all sorts of other stuff. But the big thing is because I'm in radio and I do a lot of TV work, patients were, asking for different things. Like, can I get a selfie? Or I just want to say Dr. Dahlia did my prostate exam, so I'm just here for that. And this outside influence was starting to change things around. I had patients grab my boobs. I'm like, okay, whoa. I can't start coming into a patient room, being on the defensive. Or, I need to do my art. And I think, what I've done in show business has hurt or was hurting what I could have done in a room where all that's aside. And it was, it changes things. And so when you're in medicine, it has to be just all about the medicine. And so if you do have a political appointment and you get that political itch and you're like, I want to continue, I want to move forward, you're going to have those outside influences. You're going to have those outside influences kind of, nudging at you, going, well, you want to make Obama happy. You want to make Trump happy. Maybe you should do X, Y, and Z. The average person in politics can't sit there like I do going, all right, I understand healthcare needs to be fixed, but I don't like this part of the law, but this part of the law is good. They don't get, they're either for or you're either with us or you're against us. And so I do not want government-run healthcare and doctors who are government puppets. I think that could be disastrous for us. You want that doctor being your advocate and putting their butt on the line for your life. So if I think you need another CT because that first CT was read wrong or missed something, I want to fight to the death that you get that CT. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to lose my job. Or, oh, I'm never going to be able to advance. Or, no, you know what? We'll let it go. No. You know how many cancers we found because we were on the hunt and I didn't believe the test? We had some guy with lymphoma and lung cancer, two cancers, and the chest x-ray was read as normal. And somebody else looked at the chest x-ray, they go, looks good. So 1 month later, I'm like, let's get another one. Something's not right. We got another one, boom, two cancers picked up. I mean, obviously you have to have a biopsy or et cetera. I can't tell you how many times I said, look, I know they're not going to be, I know this isn't going to be a popular recommendation, but I want you to get this test because I really think something's wrong. I think you need, and once you can't do that, once you can't fight for your patient, you're not a good doctor. So I'm not surprised that you have a bunch of people in England, under a socialized medicine, government-run healthcare system saying, I'm out of here. 59 years old is not old. And they're planning on doing it before they turn 60. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back.